Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, Julia Fellow, and in for John McCure, it's Eric Bilstad.
Just looking at the CBS advisory, it says better than expected inflation data triggers U.S. markets to record high.
Okay.
Let me see. NASDAQ also closed at a record high. I'm just going to do this right now. Okay, wow. Okay, Dow is at 47,207, up 472, up 1% on the day. And NASDAQ was up 263. All right, let's get to our other stories.
This is the three. At 3 on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Number one, I feel really lucky that I was able to, this is probably one of my top 10 most powerful interviews and impactful to me. I interviewed a Wisconsin construction worker who shared his powerful message. He was struck by a truck in a construction zone. That truck was going 60 miles an hour in a work zone. And this happened June of last year in Pewaukee. Kyle Perkins, he survived 5 surgeries so far, still walks with braces on both legs. He's talking to me, the cane in his hand. The driver who hit him is now serving 25 years in prison. Perkins says his recovery is a daily reminder of how fast things can change, and his message to every driver is simple.
Pretty simple. Actually, you drive through the construction zone, like it's your loved ones, your children, your parents are working there. You know, drive like they're the ones that are there.
So I'll tell you more of his story. Unbelievable. Also, some other things that you're seeing. The billboards out there.
Mm-hmm.
The Wisconsin Builders and Transportation Association, they created these special billboards, and it shows a construction worker next to his son saying, "Please watch that man in my vest and be careful and slow down. That's my dad." Oof. So, I mean, there's some powerful billboards out there by really special organizations. So we'll talk about that. Also, if you text the keyword construction to 855-616-1620, it'll take you right to the web story where if you want to know right now what the story was, you can read it and you'll hear it at 345. Okay, number two, in the Senate yesterday, Republicans and Democrats made attempts that went nowhere. Senate Republicans were trying to pass essential workers to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like air traffic control or the police. Here's Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson.
They're protecting our nation. They're protecting our safety and security. They're writing Social Security checks.
Dems blocked it, arguing all workers need to get paid. Otherwise, the Trump administration can cherry pick who get paid. The Republicans blocked the attempt to pay everyone because the Dems try to do that. The Dems, they say they're holding out for healthcare subsidies. We are on day 24. This is the second longest shutdown in history.
Number three, Governor Evers says they will appeal a decision by the White House to deny federal funds to Wisconsin for the historic flooding we had in August. So FEMA says no. Now, this is different than the residential private land stuff. We're getting that money, right? Like we're already people are submitting their FEMA applications. This is different than that individual assistance that was granted. This case is for $30 million for public infrastructure. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley speaking a couple of hours ago, super unhappy about it.
The preliminary damage assessments show that the damage that we saw throughout all 6 counties is more than significant. Roads and bridges that our residents rely on sustain substantial damage. Public buildings and facilities were not only washed away, but in some cases had significant mold contamination that will also impact the public health and safety of our residents. Our parks and our trails, they were damaged, which will harm our quality of life in the short term as well as the long term. And the list goes on.
So much more to move forward on with this story. They are going to appeal that decision by FEMA. We'll see if maybe we get some public funding for that flooding.
I was thinking about the roads and bridges.
Yeah, yikes. There's a lot going on there. It is 3:14, Everyday Hero on Wisconsin's Afternoon News is next.